Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. Comes from 1 Chronicles 16:11. In Catherine Marshall's book, A Closer Walk, her husband, Lennon Lassoud, writes about the beginning of their marriage. Catherine had huge adjustments to make. She sold her Washington dream house to move so I could continue to commute to my job at Guidepost in New York City. My children, Linda, 10, Chester, 6, Jeffrey, 3, had been through a deeply unsettling 2 years, adjusting to a variety of housekeepers. They had mixed feelings towards moving into a new house, and especially towards the new mommy that Daddy was bringing home. Catherine's son, Peter, who was 19, was going through a period of rebellion at Yale. Catherine and I had so many things to pray about that we began to rise an hour early each morning to read the Bible and seek answers together. Her current journal lay open beside us in these pre-dawn prayer times, recording our changing needs and His unchanging faithfulness. As the pressures of life mount, you need to pray more, not less. Jesus rose before dawn to pray. Sometimes He prayed all night. Other times He left the demands of the crowd to pray. Why? Because your power, peace, joy, and effectiveness are directly related to the time you spend in prayer. Then why don't we pray daily? For the same reason people join a gym in January and quit by February. Prayer requires discipline that only you can put in place, but it brings great rewards. Hymnist Fanny Crosby wrote, "Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, as I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend." Pray more, not less. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.